This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Across the world, more than 531,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19 since it surfaced in China late last year. The United States has the highest death toll still, with more than 129,000 deaths. It is followed by Brazil with over 64,000 deaths and Britain with over 44,000 fatalities. Rising coronavirus cases in 39 U.S. states cast a shadow on 4th of July celebrations this weekend, with health experts worrying that holiday parties would quicken the infection spread after towns and cities across the country canceled fireworks displays to avoid large crowds. Many Americans got together themselves to make merry. Meanwhile, in the first 4 days of July alone, 15 states have reported record increases in new cases of COVID-19. Florida's cases have risen by over 10,000 for 3 out of the past 4 days, including climbing by 10,059 on Sunday. That surpasses the highest daily tally reported by any European country during the height of its coronavirus outbreak. Cases are also soaring in Arizona, California, and Texas. They're trending upwards in Midwest states that once had infections declining, such as Iowa, Ohio, and Michigan. U.S. President Donald Trump has refused to wear a mask in public and has been reluctant to encourage Americans to do so. He says it's a personal choice. A July 4th celebration he attended at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota was considered mask optional. And authorities in a Chinese region of Inner Mongolia issued a bubonic plague health warning on Sunday, one day after a hospital reported a case of suspected bubonic plague. The alert forbids the hunting and eating of animals that could carry plague and asks the public to report suspected cases. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.